So when I was in culinary school, I took a 6-week course on wines. Now, this was like 15 years ago, and I don't actually drink, so I have forgotten most everything I've learned. So sorry, Professor Colpan. But I do remember one thing. How crazy the Master Sommelier exam seemed. I mean, there are questions like, imagine you're leaving Winery X, you turn left on the road and walk 200 meters, what vineyard are you standing in? And this test literally goes on for days. So you have the questions like that, and then you're doing random things like you're tasting an unmarked glass of wine, and now you have to tell them what grape it is, who made it, and what year it came from. So it's not surprising that there are only 149 people who have ever passed this test. That means there are only 149 certified master sommeliers in our country. And one of them, Alpana Singh, was actually the youngest woman to ever pass that test. Our contributor Shauna Seaver spoke with her about how she got to where she is.
Alpana, what was your first restaurant job?
Officially, my first restaurant job was a hostess at Baker Square in Carmel.
Now, the last time I checked, Baker Square does not have much of a wine program.
They don't.
No. So how did you become interested in wine? What led you to take the Master Sommelier's exam?
It was out of necessity, actually. And my parents had a business when I was growing up. It didn't do too well. It was, you know, it suffered the effects of the recession. And when it came time to go to college, I mean, there just wasn't any money. That's just what it was, you know. And I looked at the price of college and I looked at my bank account. I looked at my poor parents and I just, you know, I'm like, what am I going to do? So I ended up taking a job at this restaurant called Montreux in Monterey. And they originally turned me down for the job because I didn't know anything about wine. And I said, please, I need this job. And so, you know, I'm very stubborn and I don't take no for an answer. So I went and bought a couple books, memorized them, came back and, you know, begged for the job. I was 18. I did the math because I found out like, okay, well, if I pass this exam, then I could write my own ticket. And I found out about the exam because one of the managers working at this restaurant was studying to become a master sommelier. And so I went to him one night. And I said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe I could take the test. And he knew from tastings that I had a natural palate because I was able to pick out wines and remember once I tasted it that, like, hey, that tasted like the Syrah we tasted 2 weeks ago, but it was the French Syrah, right? And turns out, like, I would be kind of spot on in blind tastings.
Hmm.
So I started studying for the Master Sommelier exam. I passed the advanced exam when I was 21. And then I knew that I would have to, you know, go work at a really nice restaurant to further my education. That's how I landed in Chicago. But truth be told, what originally got me interested in the exam was because I knew that college was not a possibility for me, you know, because of financial reasons, and I didn't want to put myself in debt. I saw my parents struggle with debt, and it's crippling and horrifying, and it still haunts me to this day. Like, you know, I wanted to go to Berkeley, you know, I wanted to get a degree in political science, you know, and I couldn't because the money just wasn't there. But there was this opportunity to take this exam. And I knew that if I applied myself and tried really hard and made the best use of my gifts, that perhaps I could, you know, like I said, write my own ticket. And I have been able to do that.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with the Master Sommelier's exam, this is, it's an undertaking. Can you kind of walk us through it? You know, it's a monster of an exam. And it takes a really special kind of personality to even want to pursue that.
Yeah, no, there was a documentary that was done recently called SOM. It's available on Netflix. It's an extraordinary look at what it takes to pass the test. And it's very accurate, you know. And there's a line in the documentary that says, the exam doesn't make you crazy. You have to be a little crazy to attempt it. And that's true.
And I believe there's now 149 Master Sommeliers
in
the world.
Yes, it's, I mean, I've been in the program since 97, 98, and it's incredible. You know, it used to be this thing that only a few people knew about. And now when people find out I'm a Master Sommelier, it's kind of like, oh my God. Like,
it's really amazing.
I used to have to explain it to people, and now people know about it. You know, so it's come a long way, but it also shows the curiosity and how much our culture as a whole has embraced wine and the study of wine and the proper service of wine. So it's you know, it's encouraging.
Well, thank you so much, Alpana. This was fascinating talking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alpana Singh is the owner of the Chicago restaurants The Boarding House, Seven Lions, and Terra and Vine. Shauna Seaver is the author of Real Sweet,